Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Happy Best Friends Day.
Let me tell you about my best friend. Here's some quotes for you, Laura. You ready?
Let's do it.
These are good ones.
Okay.
Many people will walk in and out of your life, but your true friend will leave a footprint in your heart. Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's a good one.
How about a real friend is the one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out? Walter Winchell. I would rather walk with a friend in the dark than walk alone in the light. Helen Keller. How about
Heck
that?
Yeah,
huh?
That's better. Yeah. Teacher Ann Sullivan.
Oh, man. These are amazing. Ralph Waldo Emerson has one of my favorites. The only way to have a friend is to be one. Olympian Jesse Owens said, awards become corroded. Friends gather not even dust. Wow. And this is my favorite. I have it stitched into a little pillow. I know. That sounds like I'm a sis.
That's adorable.
I don't sleep with the pillow, but I have the pillow.
It's adorable.
It says, if you live to be 100, I hope I live to be 100 minus one day, so...
I never have to live a day without you.
Winnie the Pooh! Perfect!
Aw, that's so sweet.
There it is. I hope I softened you guys up now.
Piglet are adorable.
Yeah.
Do you know my definition of the best friend?
Okay.
So you have lots of friends, right? You go out and you have a good time, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
Some friends, they go home.
Right.
Maybe you end up in jail. You know the best friend? It's the one sitting next to you saying, hey, that was a good time.
Tom and Laura in the morning with a late night soundbite coming up. Jimmy Fallon talks about Bezos. Everybody's friend.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. That's on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura. Weekday mornings on 94KX.
We play David Bowie because anybody can sing like Bowie.
Let's dance.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. I love David
Bowie.
Why
are we so weird today?
I don't know. Maybe.
No, we're a little weird today.
Maybe the humidity has gotten to more than our hair.
It's definitely gotten to my hair. I'm embracing it, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's got the largest curling iron I've ever seen in my life, and she's doing something with her hair over there. In the meantime, I just wake up and I look at my head and I go, oh my God.
Morning show problems, right? You know you're in morning radio when?
When you bring your toiletries here.
Yes, you have a video later on today, and you're like, 4 o'clock in the morning, do I do my hair for like a 10:30 video? No, we're going to do that at the station.
And I don't know what it's going to look like by 10 or 10:30 anyway, or whenever this video is done. It's a try, too. Tuesday. We'll be heading to Lewisburg. Look for us at the Children's Museum. That will be fun. Back on the Bowie thing, our first cut of viral comedy today is a little kid who just loses his shite. I don't know if the little boy is angry.
Oh, you have the video.
Yeah,
okay.
So the audio that we're going to play on the radio does indeed match the video.
Okay.
And it's this little boy who is in the front of the church choir. And he just goes nuts.
Aw. Look at those kiddos.
Aren't they cute?
They are.
Yeah. Until? There's a little David Bowie there, I think. What do you do with that kid? He's your son, and he's in the choir.
Oh, my God. Look at his cute little blonde head.
We got to hear this one. Oh!
He did not want to sing still.
Yeah. So check it out. It's great.
What?
It's just a great way to start a show today. Our viral comedy cut.
I have a question for you.
Is this the worst choir boy ever? That's what you can Google, and you'll get it.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did you ever feel like that, though?
Yes.
Okay. Like, you're at an event.
Yes.
Or sitting in church, or maybe it's some formal thing.
Or maybe even a Zoom meeting.
Super duper quiet, right? And you just get this urge to, like, act out. Now, little teeny tiny Laura got these urges all the time, and then I would get the look from my mother in the choir loft.
Tommy Tom got them all the time, and sometimes I did them, and I was beaten all the way home. But, yeah.
Like, I would get the look.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would hold it in, and sometimes, but don't, even as an adult, don't sometimes you just want to be like, Seriously. Every once in a while. Right? He's like, ah!
News is coming up next, sports and AccuWeather. But please, throughout the day, feel free to be that little boy in the choir.
I say let it out. De-stress.
Yep, just de-stress the day away, because God knows it's hot enough.
It is.
We'll be back.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Go ahead, do it.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
So you're out to lunch this afternoon, maybe having a salad on a hot day, probably not soup, and you see a hair in it. What do you do? I mean, really, what would you do? You don't want to be that kind of person that sends the whole thing back, or do you? Do you want to complain? Do you want to be a Karen? No, there's a hair in your salad, though, so.
Here's the thing. It depends on, honest to God, for me, it would depend on the color of the hair.
Oh, get out of town.
Because if it's blonde, I shed a lot. It very well could be my own hair.
Oh, now, okay. I get that. I thought you meant, like, what kind of hair? Is it a short and curly?
Ooh, no. meaning that if it's, like, raven black or chocolate brown, it's not one of mine.
So you don't...
But if it's a blonde hair, I'd be like, it's not going to kill me. I'd probably pick it out and keep on eating.
1 in 3 people do exactly that. They see a hair in their food, they pick it out, and they eat that food anyway.
It's not
going to
kill you. It'll be fine.
Is it maybe because of the pandemic? I mean, have we become like, hey, I ain't dead yet. Pick that hair out, eat that salad. I mean, wait, is this a changing environment? Are we changing?
I'm trying to think if I've ever sent anything back.
See, I don't.
And I have
I
not.
I think I have.
No. I've never. Now, if you have food allergies, that's quite another story.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there is that. But we're talking hair in my salad.
Honest to God, I've found things like that. I always check to see if it's mine. Because if my husband were standing here, he'd be like, your hair is everywhere. Because it is. It is. And it was much more so.
Some of it's Murphy's hair now. Come on.
That's true. I can't blame the dog.
Murphy the Morning Show dog.
Now that we're freshly coiffed and dyed, I can definitely blame the dog.
Okay, blame the dog. But think about that today as you head out. 1 in 3 people continue eating. Even though they found
hair. Maybe that's gross, though. Maybe we should ask folks if you want to call in.
Yeah.
Like, would you?
You're
or maybe we'll
welcome.
Stick it on social media. Like, if you found a hair in your soup, would you keep eating or send it back? I'm so curious now.
Yeah. Well, let's do it. Let's find out because,
No soup for you.
And maybe that should be a themed restaurant. I don't know.
If you go out to eat and it doesn't bother you to find a hair in your food, come on down to Harry's Diner and check out our main menu. Try the Buffon Burger.
Oh, stop.
With a
bun.
No,
feast on the pixie cut prawns.
No, stop. That's just ridiculous.
Use.
We want to know on social media, or the Ford Fun Line is always open at 1-800-326-94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're pretty proud of me, and you don't want to admit it, but I posted on Facebook again yesterday.
Yes, you did.
I mean...
Look at you. Look at you go.
Call me the man. I want to hear you say it. You're the man. Say it.
No.
Okay, so anyway.
No, sorry.
Yesterday I played a joke on our Matt the News guy.
Except your post is cryptic. Like, people don't understand it.
No, you don't understand it because you don't understand baseball. You leave a broom on somebody's desk when their team was just swept. Yeah, they get it. And people get it. I think 1 or 2 people didn't get it. Like, what are you trying to say with the broom? Shut up then. Don't even ask.
Whoa,
moron.
Hey. No, that's mean. Don't be mean.
I'm not being mean.
Don't start to be mean on the social media.
People on Facebook are stupid. And anyway, the consultant tells me I have to do Facebook, so I'm doing it.
Oh, God.
So over the weekend, my Red Sox swept Matt the News guy's Yankees, and I wouldn't have done this.
Are we going to talk about you being on Facebook every day now?
Yeah, until the consultant kisses my hiner. Okay? So here's the deal. I post a picture of a broom I put on Maddie's chair.
Matt the news guy.
Mm-hmm. So because the Red Sox swept the Yankees, and I was happy about that. I wouldn't have done it if he didn't cock off Friday when
but
I was leaving.
But he was a little.
Good luck this weekend, losing. Uh-huh. And I was like, not going to happen. So yesterday, Most baseball teams travel on Monday.
My God, I love it when men posture about their teams. And it's like, when was the last time you played baseball?
Look at this. This is all a Facebook thing. You're supposed to be proud of me.
Okay.
Yesterday, it's supposed to be a travel day. The Red Sox played a game that was a makeup from a couple weeks ago when it was rained out. And they swept the Miami Marlins.
Yay.
So there. So that's what made me post last night. I could have done it first thing Monday morning, but last night I'm like, you know what, Matt? You didn't text me back. You didn't say that was funny or I'm going to get you. You just made it a quiet day.
I really like how you circled it. Like you drew a line
around it. See, I'm coming along. I know how to do that now.
It's beautiful.
I'm pretty amazing on Facebook now.
Wow.
Maybe not amazing yet. I still have a lot to learn, but I'm doing it. So people, look for Tom Morgan on Facebook. We see Laura 100 times a day. Look for Tom Morgan.
I haven't posted anything in a while. I haven't.
You're backing off because the king is here.
Oh, my Lord.
News is next.
Uh-huh. Wow, Tom. Just listen, you know when I'll be impressed?
What's that?
The day you make your first TikTok.
No. I'm talking Facebook. I got to ease into this.
Actually, you know what? Maybe even Instagram next.
Stick
to your demographic, boomer.
Maybe even.
Oh, did you hear that? Stick to your demographic, boomer.
Doing no TikTok. Give me Facebook. Maybe Instagram. Coming soon to your neighborhood?
Yeah. Well, buddy. Well, we have an Instagram.
But
you could join me in sharing responsibility for that Instagram.
That's where I'm going. But TikTok? Whoa, slow your roll there, hot child in the city. News is coming up next.
Sports and AccuWeather. Ah. All right, good job, Tom. Way to be social media savvy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
94KX.
Yeah.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
How sweet would it be to watch Laura Facebook Live popping watermelons with her thighs? That'd be excellent.
I don't know.
You ride horses every day.
I do.
You probably got strong
I do. Almost every day I am doing something on horseback or with a horse. So
yeah, so why not go for it? Although that lady looked good. We're just watching a video.
Dude, she is bad. You know what? Gorgeous, first and foremost. Most both inside and out, but holy Hannah, she kicks the NFL players' butts.
Yeah, Nevada bodybuilder got tired of this NFL watermelon crushing with her thighs. Who's the guy in the NFL right now that named his thighs the Quad Father and the Quad Father 2?
Oh my gosh.
And there's another one with his thighs are named Quadzilla. And then there's Saquon Barkley, who I think has the strongest legs of any athlete, and he's quiet. He's like, I ain't breaking the watermelons. Get away from me. So anyway, this lady in Nevada.
The Packers, A.J. Dillon. I had to look it up. Sorry.
Sure. No, thank you. This bodybuilder in Nevada decided that she was not only going to do it herself, but she was going to check the Guinness Book of World Records for quickly crushing watermelons.
Nice.
And she crushed 3 watermelons in just over 7 seconds.
1, 2, 3.
There it is. 3 watermelons.
Nice.
Wow, that's a strong-legged woman.
That is indeed.
I love it. Try
to. I don't know.
Here's the deal, friends. We're pushing for different things in Try It Tuesday.
We are.
We know that you're getting tired of watching Tom and Laura eat. Okay? But it's good. We love food. But we want to try new things. So we're going to the Children's Museum in Lewisburg today. That's going to be so much fun.
We're going to try some stuff out. They have awesome summer programming coming up over the next few months. So we're going to see what's new at the Lewisburg Children's Museum. And then I think we have an off week or two, so we might be headed to my backyard again. I do have a few things planned. A couple of TikTok hacks that I've found that have nothing to do with food.
I saw something just last night with an orange and a balloon. If you squeeze an orange, one drop of that juice comes out of the orange and pops the balloon instantly. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah. Check that out.
That's science experimenting.
Yeah,
these are
the things we want to do. We want to do fun things. And you know what? If you own a business and you want us to do something at your business that's fun, just call our sales department, 286-5838. We'll come there. I want to do stuff that's like you're not allowed to do. You know, like I want to put my Jeep up on the lift.
Okay.
And I want to take the air gun and take a tire off, check the brakes. The dude working at the garage can tell me how to do it. Here's how you check your brake pads.
Actually, I'd really like to learn how to change my own oil. So that would be cool.
There you go. See stuff like that?
That would be neat.
And
also,
that's just
I
one
want
of many
to
things.
See you. I'm bringing it back. You're one of you and I being together. I want you on a horse, man.
No.
Yes.
You know my rule, and I don't have to say it on the radio.
Gideon is a perfect pony. He's a gentleman.
You keep saying that.
I want you up on horseback. I want you on horseback.
I've ridden horses before.
No, you haven't.
I don't like it. I did it when I was a kid, yeah, when I was a Boy Scout.
Not as an adult. I want to see you on top of a horse being your best John Wayne impersonation.
John Wayne. I'd be more Clint Eastwood, High Plains Drifter.
Oh, boy.
You know my rule in life? I don't ride anything that's bigger than me. That's my rule in life. I had to say it. So there it is. Coming up. Oh, boy. All right, coming up, my good friend Seth Meyers with the Late Night Soundbite talks about something that could have been an and there it is.
Okay.
It's in today's info.
Okay.
The 30-year-old woman who went to school disguised as her 13-year-old daughter. Creepy.
Oh, that is creepy.
Seth Meyers on the way with the Late Night Soundbite.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning right here on 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Birthday buddies on the way. There are too many, and this doesn't happen that often, Laura. There are too many musical birthdays today.
There
are, like, we could go on and on forever, but we got to get to the news. Yeah, it's...
Do
it's,
we have the opportunity... To sing.
Well, I don't know. Kanye's birthday today.
Kanye. Kim's divorcing him. Don't worry, see? It only makes you stronger, Kanye.
Yeah. Nice advice. Thank you for that. Way to go, Kanye. You'll get through this tough time. Kanye is 44 years old today. And then there's Duran Duran. How old do you think those guys are?
60-something.
I don't think they'd be happy with that, but the keyboard player.
Oh, are they in their 50s?
Yeah, Nick Rhodes is 59 today.
Okay. So, I was kind of close.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. 59. You know when you're.
Girls on hill.
Yeah, when you're there, when you're just about 60, 59's like what you're hanging on to. So happy birthday, Nick. He's the keyboard player that wears way too much makeup on his face and his hairdo is just out of control.
Excellent.
It's that simple. Birthday?
Hey, now. Okay.
Birthday buddies? My man. My man, Boz Skaggs, is 77 years old today.
What is this song called? It's the something shuffle.
Yeah, the Lido shuffle.
There it is.
Lido birthday buddies. Whoa. So, yeah, he's my man.
There it is.
I just saw him in concert a couple of years ago, and he still has it, man. He lost a ton of weight. He's back to playing the guitar and singing at the same time. He's just totally cool. One that we missed out on was Bonnie Tyler is 70. There's a total eclipse of the heart coming. Please don't.
Wait.
No, Laura, don't do this.
You didn't play Bonnie Tyler?
Because I just didn't want to hear you sing. I'm sorry.
You didn't want me to sing?
I didn't want to hear you sing Total Eclipse of the Heart. It just...
That hurts me. All right, just play Katy Perry. Go ahead. That hurts my feelings.
I'm sorry.
Now, that's my Flashback Friday request this week.
Oh.
Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Okay, happy birthday, Bonnie. Now it's that time of the day, if I could see it, to do Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
We have some technical difficulty in the studio. The birthday buddies are about the size of the hair in my soup. Happy birthday to Amy James. She's from Danville. She's 65.
A very happy birthday to Jessica Long from Montgomery, 43 today.
Okay, that's not the other one. Jesse Wilcox is 41 today. Happy birthday, Jess.
Kelsey Williams turns 25.
Happy birthday to Ken Grove. He's from Milton, 42.
Cary Grove. All
see,
good.
I told you I couldn't see it.
All good. Matthew Kloss from Sealands Grove turns 32.
Nicole DePhillips from Sudbury is 35 today.
Randy Sprinkle turns 54. Happy birthday.
All right. Stacy Snyder from Treverton is 44 today.
A very happy birthday to Susan Snyder from Port Treverton. Turns 64 today.
Tara Betts, 38.
Terry Browse from Freeburg is nifty 50.
Yay. Tracy Ross from Middleburg is 43 today.
Trisha.
No, it's Tracy.
No, it's not.
Holy crap, it is Trisha. Why is this screen so damn small?
I know, it's okay. It'll be okay.
You say you're reading yours off your phone.
I am.
You should have given me the phone. I would have just stuck it to my eye.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's all right. This is just, yeah, we got to fix
this. It's too small. All good.
Our IT department is non-existent. Anyway, anything on the social media? Because the text club doesn't work either.
Lots of comments on the what would you do if there was a hair in your soup?
We'll revisit that.
Thank you, everyone, for participating.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Double checking, looking at the 94KX book of faces for some birthdays. And right now, I got nothing.
I got nothing, too. It's all good. I can't see nothing. Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them, whatever size they are. Small, medium, large. Whatever age, if you have a birthday, we'd love to celebrate you. So send us a message on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us, keyword birthday, at 49330, or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
You've heard the news.
Breaking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right. So, like I said, this is a trend that I absolutely love, love, love to see.
Mm-hmm.
People going all the way through life, and then the pandemic hits, using that time to go back to school.
I think it's a great trend as well.
Right?
I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
She never, ever mentioned regretting anything in life. You know, she would never take it back because she absolutely loved my grandfather, and that was just what she wanted to do. But I think this was very important to her.
Wow.
All right. So that was the voice at the beginning of 94-year-old Alabaman woman Grace Lee McClure Smith, who left high school at 16 when her husband went to fight in World War II.
Yeah, those were, serious times.
Very serious times, and she had to take care of the home front, right?
Yeah.
Well, 79 years after dropping out of high school, she got to walk across the stage with her granddaughter.
That's just honestly amazing.
Look it up, because the picture of her and her granddaughter both in their cap and gown is amazing. So just Google Alabama woman, 94 years old, graduates from high school.
Wow, that's good news.
Up next, a man treasure hunting with a metal detector, as you see folks do along the shore, stumbled upon a dog tag in Jersey Shore.
Really?
Yeah. Listen up.
It's Memorial Day weekend. The first thing I thought was, you know, maybe I should try to return these to whoever they belong to.
It's pretty incredible. We posted a picture, we told them where it was, and within maybe 5-10 minutes, we started receiving messages from folks that actually work at the Coast Guard here in Cape May. And one gentleman, he said, don't worry, I'm going to figure this out.
This is probably one of the most personal items that I've found. It's going to be a pleasure to give it back.
Cape May, all right.
All right. Well, guess what? Jopis Franco was able to find the family of the original owner who had lost it over 50 years ago. They got together and returned the dog tag that had sentimental value.
50 years it was missing.
Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. That's good news.
That's great news. And last but not least, a new Alzheimer's drug was just approved by the FDA. Now, that's a disease that can be debilitating, and they're always looking for a cure. Well, it's been shown to slow the cognitive decline of people living with the disease. It's the first new Alzheimer's drug that's been approved in almost 20 years, and studies show that apparently it has a 30% effective rate if applied at the onset of the disease. So one step closer to hopefully preventing that disease from taking away a family member.
And maybe if we put it together with grapes and nuts and stuff like that, that is the natural way it'll work, right?
Yeah, you never know. The first new medicine in nearly 2 decades in the fight against Alzheimer's. And that's good news.
Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
You go to lunch today and there's a hair in your soup, a hair in your salad, maybe a hair sticking out of your sandwich. What do you do? We ask you.
We did. We posted it on up on the 94KX Facebook page, and a lot of people, the best one, thank you, Tom, leave it as a tip.
Oh, get out of here, really? So do you leave a tip, like, and then you put the hair on top of the tip money? Yeah, cool idea.
Right? Actually, Cindy has the best one. Send it back. Don't be obnoxious. Don't make a stink. Just be polite.
Yeah.
And say, hey, I found a hair.
Hey, look it.
Here you go.
Okay.
You know, but she said her appetite would be gone anyway.
Oh, really? So she's that type, like, as soon as she saw the hair, she'd be like, you know what? don't feel like eating now.
Yeah, most people are commenting, send it back, with lots of like bleh, puking emojis, which I agree with. I would just check to see if it was mine first.
You said earlier this morning. Mm-hmm. If it was a blonde hair like yours, you'd be like, well, maybe it's mine. I'll eat it.
Angela has the best comment as well.
Okay.
Pull it out of the food. Continue eating. I'm a hairdresser, so I'm sure I've eaten plenty of hair in my day.
Great. Way to go, Angela.
It's
what
great.
You do for a living.
I'm so curious what folks think about this. So if you have time, head on over to the 94KX Facebook page. We talked about it earlier. If you found a hair in your super salad, what would you do? Send it back or keep right on eating?
In the meantime, Ange, I want to ask you, you're cutting someone's hair and you find a salad in there. What do you do?
That sounds like a personal problem.
News is next.
Sports and AccuWeather on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Hey, it's a Try It Tuesday, Tommy Tom.
Yeah, we're taking it on the road again today.
Indeed we are. We are headed to downtown Lewisburg, home of the Lewisburg Children's Museum. And we have Kayla, who's the executive director, on the line. Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, everybody.
This is going to be fun because the words Children's Museum, it's fun.
It is. It's fun and interactive. And you guys have so much going on this summer, don't you, Kayla?
We do. You know, we strive to inspire learning, imagination, and play. And we do that a number of ways through interactive exhibits here at the museum, educational programs and outreach events, classes, summer camps, field trips. So there's lots happening at the museum this summer.
Summer camp coming up, right?
Yes, they are. In fact, this week started our first summer camp, but we have them going on throughout the first week of August. And in the latter part of the summer, we have things like STEM at the LCM camps with Bucknell professors leading these hands-on science-related camps. We have creativity camp, dino camp, a school of wizardry. There's lots of cool opportunities for kids to have some hands-on learning.
Okay, I want to be a science wizard.
You are a science wizard.
I do.
I want to be a dinosaur.
I want to come to the School of Wizardry.
I think our staff is really excited about that one. I didn't have any shortage of volunteers to be a professor at the School of Wizardry.
I'm sure. Well, it sounds like a summer full of fun right in the heart of downtown Lewisburg. And today we are headed there for a Try It Tuesday, Kayla. And we love to get our hands dirty. As you probably have figured out by now, Tom and I are just two big kids.
There you go.
Well, I think anybody who visits the Children's Museum, there is no age range, no limit on being a kid at heart. So you will fit right in.
So we're going Facebook Live with it later this morning. Any hints on what we'll be doing?
Well, you will be getting messy. And we're going to be trying out some activities with some shaving cream and food coloring. And it's really cool. So I think that's all the more I should say.
Okay. All right. Look for it, what, after 10?
That's right. We will be headed there for right around 10 a.m. And if you're interested in visiting the Lewisburg Children's Museum in Lewisburg, I understand, Kayla, that your hours are soon expanding.
Yes, we're super excited. Starting July 5th, there's going to be more days to play. We're going to be open Monday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 to 4, and Saturdays 10 to 5.
Awesome. Make sure that you like and follow the Lewisburg Children's Museum on Facebook, and then watch for Tom and I to go live on the 94KX Facebook page later on this morning, right around 10. Kayla, we can't wait to come and visit you.
That sounds fantastic. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks for taking part of your time to be on the show. Try It Tuesday. We will be there later this morning.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Heading to the Children's Museum. Got me thinking about being a kid again. When she said everyone who works at the Children's Museum is kind of a kid, we act like kids, you and I. I mean, we're okay with it, right?
Yeah, I'm absolutely fine with it. You're only as old or as young as you feel, right? So if you're young at heart, cool. Let's head to the Children's Museum.
Be that way today, people. In the meantime, we dug up a list, Tom and Laura's list of the day.
We did indeed.
The top things we miss about our childhood.
All right, let's go 10 to 1 seeing your friends every day.
Yeah, like, because you did.
Absolutely.
And now, Now, when you get to be older, you have to get on an airplane to visit your friends.
Yes.
You'll be doing that in a while.
I will be. But then also, I mean, I could see you every day.
Right. Your friends.
No, but, or else you have to travel to see them, FaceTime, et cetera. It's not every day like it used to be.
Having someone cook all your meals, I don't know about that because I love to cook.
Oh, my God, no. Sometimes I miss that so much.
Oh, do you really?
No, seriously. Like, my mom making me dinner. Yeah. If she's listening, it brings me joy. It does.
Okay. Here's a good one. Playing in the park on the swings and the sliding boards.
Amazing. But I have nephews that I do that with.
Oh, yeah. You have a nearby playground that you get
in? Yeah, in Elysburg, Ralpho Township Municipal Building.
And they still have swings. And I'm going out there.
And monkey bars.
I'm heading out
there. Super fun. Being excited to wake up on your birthday.
You still do that.
Heck yeah. The week of Laura is amazing.
It was amazing. Now it's the week of
Vanessa.
Yeah.
Because her birthday is the 10th.
We'll find out on Thirsty Thursday about that.
Heck yeah, we will.
Okay. How about no responsibilities coming in at number 6? I always had responsibilities.
So did I. I had chores to do. And the thing is I didn't get allowance for it. It was just like, hey, do these things.
Yeah.
The notes on the kitchen counter, if it's not done by the time I get home, you're in trouble.
Exactly. So we had responsibility. Yeah. So cut that one. Number 5.
Not having to work.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
Like when you got out of school and you had the whole summer and you were like, what? 8, 10 years old?
And your job was literally to be a kid and or maybe go to like summer science camp.
Yeah.
Like the Lewisburg Children's Museum is talking about.
And number 4 is spending the whole day playing. You could do that at the museum.
Done. Exactly.
Wow, a whole day playing and no work.
Number 3 is the best.
Okay.
No bills.
Yeah. And you didn't really worry about your mom or dad's bills because you didn't know what they were.
Nope.
Oh, my. Number 2, not having any worries about life. Now, adult worries, I guess.
I was going to say, we have to clarify, because little kids, let's not belittle their emotions and their worries. They might worry about different things, but everybody has worries and troubles.
Yeah, and number 1 is funny, because you might have the day off from work, but boy, nothing beats number 1.
School holidays.
Like Christmas, when you got let out on like the 23rd of December, you didn't come back till after New Year's.
I feel like that should be for everyone. Seriously. Stuff should just shut down, man. From the 24th until the 2nd. It should.
And that's why I go on vacation.
You do indeed. Every once in a while, I have to man the mic by myself. Although it is a give and take because, like you said, I do have some summer plans and the big old 40th B-Day trip for Keitho coming up in the fall.
Hubby's going to have the best week of Keith ever.
Yeah, because it's like two weeks.
Exactly. News is coming up next.
Sports and AccuWeather on the way with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
I was just telling a story yesterday to Lynn Hall and Taylor Schultz here in the building. I was telling the story about the two greatest times of the year when I was growing up was Christmas and summer vacation. We didn't have any money, but my dad spent he would cash his entire paycheck and take us to the beach. And my mom would be going, no, you have to put some of that in the bank. No, we're going to have a good time. Pack the kids in the station wagon. Christmas, the same thing. We had all these toys under the Christmas tree. But I never really realized, and this goes back to Tom and Laura's list from just a few minutes ago, I never really realized that my dad would not pay the bills that much.
You know what? I'm glad that he decided just to live a little.
And I think that, because
whatever.
2 weeks after Christmas or 2 weeks after we came back from the beach, my mom would be saying the bank called and they want to know where the car payment is. Or don't worry, tell them not to worry about it. I'll get it done.
It'll get there.
That's what those kind of stories make my dad the best dad yet, or as we'd like to say, the best dad yeti.
That's right, from Brewers Outlet and all of us here at 94KX. We want to know, is your dad the best dad yeti? If he is, when we give you the cue to call on in, whether it's with Tom and I or maybe Mark Stevens later on in the day.
Yep.
Tell us why your dad is awesome, and you could win a Yeti cooler tote stuffed full O prizes.
Yeah, it's got all these gift cards from some great people. There's Brewers Outlet, Penn's Tavern. Who doesn't like that, right? Mertz Meats. Go get yourself some smoked meats, Dad. Papa John's, Retra, some great stuff there. Butch and the Ultimate Express Car Wash guys gave a year's worth of car washes.
That's awesome.
2 a month, 24
That's
car washes.
That's awesome.
That's just cool. And then we have some Bowen Agency realtors that they couldn't give you a house or anything, but they made up their own gift basket, and it is loaded.
It's gorgeous.
It's great.
Gorgeous. Loaded with stuff that Dad will love. So if you have the best Dad Yeti, we want to know.
Let us know.
Details, of course, available all the time at WQKX.com.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Chad Evans coming up next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Our girl, Sam Tyler at night. We always wrap up with a thought for the day.
Indeed we do.
Today was a very energetic show.
Today was a great day. And it's a Tuesday, which sometimes, like, you can get in a slump.
Yeah, so don't, right?
Because, like, you hit the ground running on Monday, and then you're like, ugh, Tuesday. And then Wednesday, you're like, all right, halfway through the week.
Halfway there.
And then Thursday, you're like, woohoo, only one more day left. Woo!
Yeah.
So, it's like, I don't know, Tuesday sometimes feels more like a Monday to me.
So, do you think it gets, like, I don't know, it gets overlooked?
A little bit. But Tuesday can be a special occasion.
How's that?
So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, always keep a bottle of wine in the fridge for special occasions.
Okay.
You know, like a Tuesday.
Let's go check the fridge.
Sounds like a plan.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.